The creatures you see living in these rocky places feed by catching passing plankton in the water. Seaweeds are slowly beginning to grow in the cold water.
It is early spring.
As the sunlight increases and warms the water, these small plants emit ribbon-like protrusions from their round heads. Seaweeds extend up to 98 or 131 feet to the surface in order to trap the sunlight. Southern California. Kelp living among other seaweeds. Kelps can grow as much as 18 inches a day in the middle of summer. And they possess a high photosynthesis capacity. They are attached to the rocks below by their tangled holdfast system. The holdfast is the root-like part of the kelp. These giant plants constitute marine forest by growing up to 213 feet tall. The animal known as the blacksmith fish lives in this marine forest. It feeds on plankton. If it is safe, the fish travel to the open sea, which is rich in plankton. If they encounter a danger, they immediately return to the marine forest. It is not only fish that live in these forests. Sea otters also rest and sleep in safety here. They install themselves in seaweed to avoid being dragged along in the water. The otter later descends to the seafloor to feed. Sea otters have dense fur on the undersides of their bodies. This serves to repel water and soon dries out after becoming wet. Sea otters have very flexible bodies. The muscular tail is thick and flat at the base, tapering to a point. This feature assists the sea otter in swimming. A great many species of sea otter have webbed feet. All this makes the otter a most expert swimmer. God has created all the features of the otter, a water dweller, in such a way as to allow it to move through the water with ease. God reveals in one verse of the Quran that He has created living things with different features. God created every animal from water. Some of them go on their bellies, some of them on two legs, and some on four. God creates whatever He wills. God has power over all things.